Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Season 3 of Creepypasta Myths. I'm your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. The True Story of the Theater, written by Anonymous. It's not something whispered about in certain circles. It's not something that comes in a plain-looking jewel case. It's not by a nameless, untraceable developer, and it's certainly not supernatural. The game in question is indeed called The Theater, R before E, and was developed by a company called Salida Software. I'm fairly certain it's an English company, despite the Spanish name. As far as I know, all they made was learning software. I have a math suite from them somewhere around here. So The Theater was probably meant to be some sort of educational game. The game was obviously never finished, probably from lack of funding, or the whole company going under. The description in the story is actually pretty accurate. It's in a first-person perspective, with flat sprites in a 3D-ish environment, and glitchy as hell. The ticket taker has an egg-shaped body, and one of the hands is huge and misshapen. I think to look like he's reaching toward you for a ticket. The description of the swirly head man is also accurate, just a glitched version of the ticket taker. But I saw a few people saying that he looks like Gygas. That's not the case. The features of his face are just swirled, and are red because his lips are gigantic. I have absolutely no idea why this happens, because while there are a few character sprites in the game's resources, that isn't one of them. Oh, and just to clarify, the sprite is a bit creepy, that's all. It's not terrifying. It's never filled me with the sense of dread. It's just a bit creepy. The game plays pretty much exactly as stated in the story. So accurately, in fact, that I think the author just downloaded it somewhere and decided to make a scary story of his experience. I'll admit that some things in it can be unsettling, but not, oh my god, crap your pants off scary. Like I said, the game is unfinished, and very, very glitchy. I think the idea is to select a movie from the poster on the wall, enter the theater, and play a minigame. The minigames are glitchy, and missing resources, to the point of being almost unplayable. But there doesn't seem to be a time limit of any of them. So just have a plow through until you've done something right enough times to be dumped into the lobby. What's described in the story is what happens if you don't select the movie. You'll be allowed to enter the theater. But since the parameter of which game to load hasn't been set, you'll just be dumped back into the lobby. Here's where it gets a bit weird. If you continue to enter the theater without choosing a movie, odd, sometimes creepy things will happen. I'm not sure why, but if I were to make an educated guess, it would be the glitching past the minigames like this causes variables to reach values that weren't even meant to do, resulting in things appearing where they shouldn't. Or, you know, the game is just glitched to hell and back. It's been years, but here are some of the effects I can remember. The swirly head man. Movie posters appearing out of their frames. Textures changing colors, legitimately disturbing audio issues, other characters, other areas. The last two are obviously the most interesting ones. Sometimes you'll spawn in a small room with a black floor and green walls, which will crash the game if touched. Sometimes you'll appear in a room similar to the lobby, with a concession stand. Kind of. There's a woman behind the counter with an incredibly poor-drawn popcorn machine and soda fountain, but it's all just an image on the wall. It's basically just a big yellow concession stand mural. I don't remember if you can interact with it or not. The only character that appears worth talking about is a guy in a brown jacket who appears on the sidewalk outside the lobby. Looking back, I don't think the story mentioned this, but to the left of where you start, out of the wall, is a row of glass doors looking out into the street outside the theater. If you glitch past the minigames enough, a man in a weird-looking jacket, I think it's supposed to be the Tweed? It's a mess. With a huge smile on his face, will be just on the other side of the doors, staring at you. I mean a huge smile. Like Freaky Fred or Spark Brucial. Google images if you want to. Actually, since he has the same body shape as the ticket taker, he looks a bit like the mayor of the Nightmare Before Christmas. His smile isn't creepy, though. It's just broad. What is creepy are his eyes. While the ticket taker, Ashtray, and the other sprites will always face you, the smiling guy is anchored in a place like one of the walls. His eyes, however, are always staring right at you. Just thinking about that gives me chills. While there's nothing overtly scary or supernatural about the game itself, that's one thing that I will admit legitimately scares me, like a porcelain doll. Well, that's pretty much all there is to the theater. If you can find it somewhere, I'd recommend downloading it just to see what it's like. Oh, one thing I've forgotten. As stated in the story, getting the thing to run is, to say the least, difficult. I think someone got a hold of all the codes and resources and just compiled it, and added their own installer or something. Again, there's nothing paranormal about the installation. It just doesn't work well.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.